KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 56 this afternoon under overcast skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 40. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, high of 45. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Holiday cooking is officially upon us, and the company of Evergy in Kansas has offered some new energy-efficient tips as Kansas prepare their Thanksgiving meals. As WIBW reports that according to Evergy, they recommend not buying a turkey bigger than needed for the number of people being served, as they say a smaller turkey will take less time to cook, therefore saving energy. They also say try to make turkeys in an oven-safe plastic bag as it locks in juices and flavors, along with reducing cooking time by at least 5 minutes per pound. Also, save time and energy by using a kettle to boil water for stovetop dishes like pasta or vegetables. Consider using microwaves to cook whenever possible, and they say smaller pieces cook food faster. Finally, they also recommend individuals try to use energy-efficient lighting, including the LED light bulbs that use about 70 to 90% less electricity than the incandescent bulbs. For more energy tips, they say you can visit online at evergy.com for ways to try and save up to 15% of energy usage going into the Thanksgiving holidays.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A fatal motorcycle accident in central Kansas has left one person dead. As Cake News reports that according to the Rice County Sheriff's Office, they say they were informed of the dead body that was found at 31st Road and Avenue S in the southeastern portion of the county. The rider was pronounced dead at the scene, and right now their identity has not been released to the public until the family has been notified. So far, the investigation is still ongoing as authorities are not sure what caused the accident and led the individual to crash the motorcycle. In other news, the Garden City Police Department is investigating a situation that began with a student bringing a firearm to an elementary school. KWCH News reports that the call came in to the police on Tuesday involving an 11-year-old student bringing an airsoft gun to school. In a press release, the Garden City Police Department said, quote, during the investigation, an airsoft gun and canister of airsoft pellets were located near the bus stop of the Alta Brown Elementary School. It had been determined that no time was there a threat to the school or the students, and disciplinary action has been taken by the school for the 11-year-old student. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A man from Indianola has been seriously injured during a deer hunting incident that happened over the weekend in Red Willow County. As KNOP News reports, the 20-year-old was accidentally shot by a rifle that belonged to a 54-year-old man who was following him along with another hunter up an embankment. The 20-year-old man was taken to the Bryan West Medical Trauma Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, for treatment of the injuries. The Game and Parks Department for the state of Nebraska reports that it is the fourth hunting incident that's happened during the 2022 hunting season so far, and the third in three straight days. Previous, a Hickman man was injured on Friday last week in Buffalo County, and an Omaha man was injured on Saturday in Saunders County. Sunday was the final day for the November firearm deer season in the state. In other news, Governor Pete Ricketts, along with the Nebraska State Patrol, recognized Frank Atziot of Elkhorn, Nebraska, with the Carnegie Medal from the Hero Fund Commission, as he was credited with saving a family from a fiery car crash and was given the special honor on Monday.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gather. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th and 10th.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Engineers, the architect, construction manager, bond, and legal counsel met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss options for moving forward with jail construction. The following options were discussed: continuing forward with the lease purchase, meeting with local banks to determine interest before continuing. This would move forward with a special election prompted by a petition certifying some 500 valid signatures challenging the board's earlier decision to finance about half of a possible $12.5 million project. A second option would be general obligation bonds. This would use up most of the county's debt limit. The bonds would have to be rated. An option would be special legislative general obligation bond sales tax. This would take state legislation and be funded through sales tax, but would delay construction. And the county could create a public building commission, which would build the facility, and the county would lease the facility. This would consist of two separate protest periods. More discussed the options. No decision's been made at this time. Community meetings will be held to discuss and display plans for the new facility as soon as a decision is made as to which direction of funding the board will take. Reportedly, several at the meeting said communication about whichever method is chosen is key. A single public town hall meeting some years back was held previous to moving forward with the decision to authorize construction and pursue bond financing through a lease purchase agreement. Commissioners reviewed payroll and insurance costs last week, opening discussion of pay increases next year. Significant increases in health insurance premiums prompted consideration as to employer contribution levels. No decisions were made, and the matter will move forward. The 2023 budget has roughly a 10% increase in combined pay increase and benefits cost factored in. Washington County commissioners voted to approve just over $28,000 from the general fund of a health department who had reported an October shortfall. All grant funds had reportedly been spent. Health department reserve funds had been transferred and spent earlier in October, and an advance had been approved first of the year to cover expenses. It was reported later that a large deposit just days ahead of the meeting would have allowed covering the $28,000 shortfall, but commissioners opted to leave the initial transfer for the time being. It was noted vaccine purchases in October were significant, and costs then recovered as flu shots were administered. Margie Anderson has accepted the newly created position, part-time janitorial and part-time senior services for Nemahal County. Commissioners voting unanimously to approve a resolution last week prohibiting political signs on county property, and they discussed pay and employee benefits for 2023. 55% of some 7,000 registered voters in Marshall County cast ballots in the November 8th general election. The number of registered voters up almost 500 over the 2018 election, where 59% took part. 63% of Washington County voters went to the polls, nearly 30% voting in advance, another 15% voting by mail. John Payshaw, age 57, of Marysville, passed away Friday at a Lincoln hospital. Massive Christian burial Friday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10, visitation at 9 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for John Payshaw. John W. Jack Nork, age 86, of Topeka, passed away November 17. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 2:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with the rosary at 2. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jack Nork. Lawrence A. Herz, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, December 2nd at 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Thursday, December 1st, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will receive visitors 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Herz.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying warmer throughout the region today before a slight cool down throughout Thanksgiving. A small system will bring a chance for some late rain showers overnight tonight, and conditions will stay cloudy throughout Thanksgiving Day. These clear and warmer conditions will continue throughout Friday before another system might bring some rain and snow throughout the day on Saturday. For today's forecast, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. A slight chance for some drizzle overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Cooler on Thursday, cloudy skies with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And slightly cooler throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And clear skies Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. There will be a very slim chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late November 51, record high on this date 72. The average low 29 and the record low 7 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:20, sunset this evening at 5:08.
We love natural remedies when they're safe and effective. Some, however, can be downright dangerous. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 23rd. It is the 327th day of the year, and broadcast journalist Robin Roberts celebrates a birthday. Homespun cures are often safe and effective with a basis in science. Some have no proven effect but are otherwise harmless. And then there are treatments that can be downright harmful. For instance, have you ever put butter on a burnt finger? You're risking infection. Instead, hold it under cold tap water. Treat frostbite by rubbing snow on it? Don't do it. It's a good way to cause permanent tissue damage. And there's an old-time theory that eating some poison ivy in the spring will help your body build immunity to it. You're risking a trip to the ER with internal injuries. An itchy rash, on the other hand, will eventually go away. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Shop local this holiday season with Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Their famous Hallmark holiday ornaments and cards are in stock. Pick up holiday stocking stuffers with $1 and $5 tables. For every bargain hunter, there is a bargain. 40% off special holiday pieces while they last, and last year's ornaments are now 75% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Ring in the holidays with Reflections.
Kansas Mid America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was game number two for the Kansas State Wildcats during the Cayman Island Classics last night as they pulled ahead in overtime against Nevada 96-87. Wildcats went into the end of the first half at 2 points down at 38-36 against the Wolfpack and tied it up at 80 going into overtime where they jumped ahead and pulled off the victory. With the victory, that puts Kansas State atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 5-0 for overall play. They have one final game in the Classic against LSU with tip off tonight at 6:30. LSU is coming off their victory against Akron, 73-58. It is sitting third in the Southeastern Conference. In Jayhawk basketball, they have a day game today with tip-off in the middle of the day as the number three Jayhawks take on North Carolina State. Kansas is still undefeated right now with a record of 4-0 for the season. Finally, in Wichita State basketball, the Shockers fell yesterday against San Francisco 67-63. That puts the Shockers in the middle of the American Athletic Conference, sitting 3-2 for the season so far. Their next tip-off is on Saturday against Tarleton State.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. The Kansas City Chiefs continue to rack up accomplishments and see stars shine after the nail-biting victory between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, leading the Chiefs to a three-point victory last weekend. The All-Pro tight end Kelce finished the game last weekend with six catches for 115 yards and three different touchdowns, the second time in the career that he has caught at least as many passes in the end zone. The final touchdown of the night was also matched up one-on-one against the 2018 All-Pro safety Derwin James Jr., and it was the 33rd game of at least 100 yards receiving for Kelce, sending him past Rob Gronkowski for the most by an NFL tight end. The Chiefs prevailed over the Chargers 30-27. They're now set for the L.A. Rams coming up this Sunday with a kickoff at 3:25. In other news, it was also a big weekend last weekend for the Kansas State Wildcats football team as K-State's Brandon Mott has been named the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week. The Wildcats went through West Virginia 48-31 last Saturday.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball, live on KNDY.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Good for your memory and beautiful in the landscape. Consider planting a ginkgo tree for years of enjoyment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll find this pest-free plant growing along city streets, in parks, and home landscapes. But did you know it also existed when dinosaurs roamed the earth? Fossils dating back more than 200 million years ago contain leaf images of this tree. Also known as the maidenhair tree, its fan-shaped leaves turn a brilliant yellow in the fall and all drop from the tree in 1 or 2 days, making for easy fall cleanup. Select a male clone to avoid the smelly fruit, although some foragers are able to get past the smell and enjoy the nut inside. The ginkgo prefers moist, well-drained soil, but tolerates a wide range of conditions, including clay and compacted soil. It tolerates air pollution, and the deer tend to leave it be. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
It was a mail shipment so large that it overwhelmed a tiny post office and caused the Postal Service to rewrite its rules. In fact, it's a story of how people moved an entire building, piece by piece, using the U.S. Postal Service. The historic tale is next on The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ellen Keever says that in 1916, W.P. Colfort began construction of a new bank building in Vernal, Utah. He realized he could save over half of the cost of shipping the bricks, the 427 miles by wagon from Salt Lake City, if he rather sent them via the U.S. Postal Service in 50-pound bundles. The first shipment of bricks was accompanied by Colthorpe himself. The large haul caused the train to change its schedule in Mack, Colorado.
It didn't really stop. It just kind of threw the envelope of mail off that was supposed to come to Vernal. And W.P. Colthorpe got the conductor and he said, "Are you going to stop or are you going to throw the mail off?" And he said, "Well, we're going to stop because some SOB ordered all these bricks."
The train was half an hour behind time after stopping to unload the bricks. Another rail line took the shipment to the town of Watson, and they were then freighted to Vernal. But once they arrived to Vernal, the post office realized it had another problem.
The post office got to be kind of overloaded with bricks. All the mail was supposed to go through the post office, but they finally decided that they could just unload the bricks in front of the bank, and the postman wouldn't have to deliver these bricks.
Shipping 40 tons of bricks via parcel post caused the Postal Service to rethink its policies.
Immediately after this, the post office reviewed their methods, and they no longer could send large parcels like this through the post office.
A limit of 200 pounds a day of parcel post per consignor to a specific address was put into effect. The announcement of the rule change stated, "It is not the intent of the U.S. Postal Service that buildings be shipped through the mail." The bank at Vernal still stands. All 80,000 bricks delivered via parcel post. Drive to the countryside in Vernal, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.
Wouldn't it be great if you could look at beautiful poinsettia plants all year long? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plant wild poinsettias in your garden, and it'll be like Christmas in July as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
love looking at all the poinsettia colors during the holidays. They certainly make a statement, and it's too bad that it takes a lot of effort to keep them growing and blooming. Christmas poinsettias are native to southern Mexico and have a tough time in northern climates. Julie Marcus is a senior horticulturist with the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center at the University of Texas. She says wild poinsettias are native to the United States and grow over much of the country as a summer annual. It's not as showy as the Christmas poinsettia, but has green leaves or bracts with red coloring near the base of their leaves. The tiny flowers are small and clustered in the centers of the bracts.
It grows in the warmer climates here. It grows in full sun, but it also will tolerate light shade. It gets about 1 to 3 feet tall. You sow it from seed, and you would sow it once the soil has warmed up. So after all danger of frost, once it comes up and gets established, it reseeds readily.
Marcus says wild poinsettias don't do well in containers or like being inside. They thrive in open woods, floodplains, and disturbed areas. They also prefer to hang out in your garden as a mass bedding plant.
What we do here is we use it kind of what we call it as a filler plant. So we sow it between our spring, summer perennials. I kind of move it around a little bit when it first comes up because it'll come up pretty thick.
Wild poinsettias provide habitat and nourishment for hummingbirds and a wide range of pollinators. Since the plant is self-seeding, you can collect them from the seed pods and save them for next year. Learn more about wild poinsettias and where you can buy the seeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There's one Thanksgiving tradition I really love. It's when everyone at the table shares what they're grateful for. When we do this as a family, I'm always amazed at how simple our gratitudes are. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Some say they're thankful to God for this wonderful meal. And for another person, it was simply being alive. For someone else, it's friends and family. You know, being grateful is really a state of mind and heart. As the Bible says, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. So it's not just when you have a lot or when you get what you want. God wants you to be grateful at all times for everything He has lovingly provided. In a year like the one we've had, it can be tough to feel like giving thanks, but there is always something to be grateful for. So thank God no matter what, every day of the year, including Thanksgiving.
Did you know KNDY has two kinds of country to best serve you? Join us on FM 95.5 for today's hot new country and your all-time favorites like Sarah Evans. Travis Tritt. If continuous country classics is what you're looking for, then Classic Hit Country AM 1570 has your music like The Highwaymen.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Or newer classics like X's and O's by Trisha Yearwood.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's.
That's today's hot new country on FM 95.5 and continuous country classics on AM 1570 KNDY. And if you're ever in Norton, Kansas, check out our sister station KQNK AM 1530 and FM 106.7 for good times and great oldies.
An Iowa couple talks about using technology to farm sustainably today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Dan Ory and his wife, Summer, are farmers in southwest Iowa.
I believe a true sustainable farm shows profit, but by showing profit, you continue to improve soil health, improve the area around you, the crop around you, the water quality, air quality, all those issues, by implementing new technologies, by finding new ways to try and do things, but that don't hurt the bottom line.
Summer Ory says technology advancements help boost crop yields.
In terms of sustainability, what we try to do is essentially grow a bigger crop with the same amount of acres. We implement different modes of action to take care of the pests, to take care of the diseases, and also to hopefully have a positive impact on the crop.
Summer says even high-tech farming still requires monitoring.
We spend a lot of time in the field throughout the growing season because it's important to know where we start, the decisions that we made in the off season. How is that beneficial? Did we go down the right path? Do we need to make some tweaks for the next year?
And Dan Ory's plan is to keep applying the latest technology on the farm.
Our goal moving forward is to continue to push boundaries with certain things and stay on the cutting edge with genetics and treatments and technology and make sure that we're relevant 10, 20 years down the road.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Wednesday, November the 23rd. Here's a look at your ag news. Experts say that if you intend to cook that stuffing in the turkey, you need to be very careful about how you do it. Here's Gary Crawford.
Do you stuff your turkey and cook the stuffing at the same time that you cook the bird?
There's just definitely things you have to keep in mind if you do choose to stuff your turkey, and it can be done safely.
But Meredith Carruthers with the Ag Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline says you have to do it right. First, don't stuff the turkey until right before it goes in the oven. She says if you put that warm stuffing in the bird the night before,
it can actually create somewhat of a breeding ground for bacteria, and that's definitely not something we want.
But the biggest problem comes later if we don't check the stuffing with a food thermometer to see if it reached the bacteria-killing temperature of 165 degrees, just like the rest of the bird. Checking that is important because
as you're putting stuffing in the bird, you're technically touching raw poultry and getting those bacteria onto the stuffing components as well.
So stuff that turkey safely so you can stuff yourself later. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In a related story, two lucky turkeys from North Carolina are the newest and long-lay recipients of a presidential pardon. Here's Gary Crawford.
President Biden carrying on a long-time annual tradition. Just how long is a question? Ag Department historical researcher Ann Eflin says 75 years ago this week,
the National Turkey Federation started presenting a live turkey as well as two dressed turkeys to the president, and that's been an annual event since then.
But it's a little historically muddy as to when the president, not the press, but the president actually used the term pardon. First we could find, 1989, President George H.W. Bush said of that year's bird,
he's granted a presidential pardon as of right now.
But no matter who started this, it's always a great story to cover and gives every president a chance to say to the country,
Happy Thanksgiving and may God bless you all.
And let's look at your ag news on this Wednesday, November the 22nd, Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. and be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Innovation requires rare and brilliant minds, but K-State's ever-improving agronomy facilities boast the means for such innovation to take place. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State professor in precision agriculture and department head of agronomy, Raj Khosla, discusses K-State College of Agronomy's role in advancements of precision agriculture.
How do we continue to enjoy what we do, produce more food, do it more efficiently, and do it in a sustainable manner? I mean, those are the four goals of precision agriculture systems since inception. In agronomy, we have 100% placement of our students. So if you have students, kids, or cousins, or siblings, or whoever in whatever capacity, send them to K-State. In fact, not only 100% placement, if kids have it their way, they could have more than one job when they graduate out of the agronomy program and other programs in College of Agriculture. So we would really welcome their participation and preparation for us to continue to farm well with limited resources and be outstanding in our field.
Khosla describes what sets K-State's agronomy facilities apart.
We have Agronomy North Farm right at the campus. And that's such a valuable asset that we have. Taking students from crop science class to the crop science lab in Agronomy Education Center takes you less than 10 minutes. Right next to that is the extension and outreach. We can bring in our farmers and stakeholders and other for them to see and touch and feel what those new technologies are, run a demonstration farm there. Another element I must mention that many of our faculty members are working on putting together a farm of the future right there so that our farmers and our rural communities can come and see and touch and feel and pick and choose what may work in their operations and what they want to embrace a few years later. And then empowering our undergraduates to be well-educated in the agriculture of the future. I think we're getting closer and closer to realizing that vision we have here at K-State.
Khosla goes on to mention the upcoming upgrades to K-State's agronomy facilities and how they will advance the future of precision ag.
This revitalization project that President Linton is leading here at K-State is going to give a big shot in our arm because the vision is to create a new research and innovation center at Agronomy North Farm. That will enable us to do interdisciplinary, cutting-edge work, working closely with engineers and social scientists and agronomists and soil scientists and creative thinkers from across the campus, and also with private partners. The private partners are the ones that take that innovation and convert it into a product and take it to the farmers and farmers' community.
That was Raj Khosla, K-State professor in precision agriculture and department head of agronomy, discussing K-State's capacity for fueling innovation within precision agriculture. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Ickenall with you on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. So we call it Thanksgiving Eve around here. Grains are mixed, basically, in typical pre-holiday positioning. Livestock mostly lower today with technical selling, while cash cattle trade is a bit higher. Right now, corn for December, 661 and three quarters. That's up five. March corn right now, 664 and a half. That's up five and a half. Kansas City wheat for December, 931. That's up five and a half. Kansas City wheat for March at 920 and three quarters. That's up eight and three quarters. Taking a look at soybeans for January, 1439 three quarters, that's up 10. Soybeans for March, up 8.5 right now, 1445. December cotton, 8402 is your current price, that's up 80 cents. Cotton for March at 8315, that's up 73 cents. Live cattle for December, 153.67, that's down 12.5 cents currently. Live cattle for February, 155.65, that's down 77.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 179.32, that's down $2.35. Feeder cattle for March, 182.50, that's down $2.07. Crude oil for January, 77.66 is your current price, that's down $3.29. Crude oil for February, 77.74, that's down almost $3 at $2.99. Gold for December, 1744.80, that's up $4.90. Gold for February, 1759.60. And that's up $4.80. Silver for December, $21.37. That's up 32 cents. Silver for March is up 30 cents at $21.53. Taking a look at the markets this pre-Thanksgiving day, we're looking at this right now. The Dow's down 31, S&P up 4, NASDAQ up 33, trading at 11,788 shares. That's your market information.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Farmers have been battling extremely high fertilizer prices for a while now, and unfortunately, it doesn't appear that they will fall anytime soon. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ivendahl discusses the unusually volatile fertilizer prices.
Yeah, it's been kind of a crazy year in the whole fertilizer market. Prices really jumped up and down about over a year ago. Anhydrous is about $500 a ton. Typically, you know, fertilizers don't move a whole lot during the course of the year. Well, during the second half of 2021, fertilizers really started jumping up. They went from about $500 a ton for anhydrous, and they got up to about $1,000 by the end of the year. And then the kind of the Russian-Ukrainian war started, they kind of jumped up even higher from that then. So about spring planting time this past spring, you know, anhydrous was about $1,500 a ton. Now, it has since backed off, but it's still nowhere near the level it was back, you know, about 18 months ago. So, you know, fertilizers has become a much more important input for farmers just because it's cost so much. It's one of their most expensive items on their budgets for planting grains.
Ivendahl explains that even as prices soar, fertilizer is still a worthwhile investment.
At our extension conference this week, you know, there was some talk about, you know, should we back off fertilizer because it's more expensive? And probably not a whole lot, really. I mean, even the scheme of things, you know, fertilizer is kind of a cheap input for what you get out of it. So really, I mean, you might talk about backing off a little bit, but those people who are maybe thinking of backing off 30 or 40%, I would say that's not the thing to do. I think you're just going to have to, you know, pay more for fertilizer because you do get a good bang for the buck there.
Ivendahl goes on to highlight the factors influencing the fertilizer market and where he expects prices to go in the future.
Looking at the fertilizer price, so again, it kind of peaked right around planting time, which for those farmers who were buying fertilizer, you know, as they needed it to plant, that was kind of a bad situation because you were probably paying the highest price of the year at that point in time. But, you know, since then, really, the oil price has come down. So, you know, with the Russian-Ukraine conflict going on, oil went from about $90 a barrel up to about $140 during planting time because the traders were uncertain what was going to happen to the Russian oil supply. Russia's still getting their oil out there despite the fact that we have sanctions going on. So now that 10 million barrels a day that Russia produces is being kept off the market. The oil has actually come back down in price where it's actually about $85 a barrel. So it's lower than what it was before the Russian-Ukraine thing started, which is good for, you know, consumers because we've seen a decrease in the gas and diesel prices too. But fertilizer prices that are tied to the oil price have come back down too. So we're a lot lower than what we were this spring. But again, I really think this decrease in oil prices may be more of a temporary thing. So we're at $85 now. I really expect oil to go back up and maybe approach $100 a barrel come springtime. Well, that's going to depend on what happens with the strength of the U.S. economy. So if we go into a recession, maybe not. But if our economy starts to recover, then it's probably going to go back up to $100. If that's the case, I think we're probably looking at continued high anhydrous prices. I would not be the least bit surprised if we saw $1,000 a ton anhydrous prices this spring again.
That was Greg Ivendahl, K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist, discussing fertilizer prices and what to expect in the coming year. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Hunter's headquarters urges gun owners to keep weapons in a locked cabinet when not in use and teach the whole family about gun safety. Always assume your weapon is loaded and use extra caution when cleaning and performing routine maintenance. from Hunter's headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.